It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's great to have you on board on the very first day of summer, albeit a rainy one at that. So, you went to school. You've gotten your job in public relations. Do you just sit back on your laurels? No, of course not. You expand your career. You improve your capabilities. You find out what's happening out there. And there's a great way to do that, and that's the On Brand Conference, which is July 18th at the Embassy Suites and Hotel Conference Center in La Vista. The On Brand chairperson here in Nebraska is Lauren Fisher. She's with me live. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Lauren?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Thank you. Well, let's start off with you're the Nebraska chair for PRSA, which is the Public Relations Society of America, and the On Brand Conference. This is the second annual one of those,
it
right?
It is, yes.
Tell us about that. What does the society do, and what's the kind of the mission behind it?
Sure. So PRSA is a national organization, and we help PR professionals expand their career and further their education. And one way we do that is bringing in speakers for things like the On Brand Conference. And we're actually hosting that with five other organizations who are in the Omaha and Nebraska area who are catering to marketing and communications professionals. So those organizations are AAF Omaha, AIGA Nebraska, AMA Omaha, of course, PRSA Nebraska, and also IABC Omaha.
I know that IABC, just because I have it here on paper, is the International Sure. Association of Business Communicators. But what is AAF or what is AIGA and AMA? What do those organizations do?
Yeah, so that's a lot of letters, I know.
right.
So AAF is the American Advertising Federation. AIGA, I know I'm going to get this wrong. I'm so sorry. It's a design organization,
okay.
Graphic design. AMA is the American Marketing Association.
I see. Okay.
Right.
So it's not the American Medical Association, which
no.
also goes by AMA.
right.
Right. Okay.
Right. So it's all of those groups coming together and really helping all of our members grow and expand and learn more about their careers and the trends in the industry right now.
Sure, because there is a real symbiosis between public relations, marketing, design. I mean, all these really go hand in hand, and elements
Definitely.
Of each one are involved with the other, as it were. I mean, you can't do public relations without understanding the impacts of advertising or the effects of design and how
right.
to design a campaign and that type of thing, correct?
Right, definitely. So we all know the importance of working together in the industry and figuring out what is going on, let's say, in marketing that can help inform your public relations decisions and help you make the best campaigns for your clients.
Okay. And one of the things I want to point out, because Monique Farmer, who works here for OPS,
right.
and OPS owns the station here, Monique Farmer, actually a nationally award-winning accredited communicator and PR strategist, she is giving a breakout session, right?
Yes, she is. So she's going to be telling us a little bit more about her public relations strategy and communication strategy on a lower budget. You know, we all know that public schools are constantly having their budgets cut due to different factors. So Monique is going to tell us how she works with that to make the most effective communications plans.
So, which is interesting because, like you said, the actual title of this thing is How Omaha Public Schools Get Their Messages Across Without Breaking the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
So to attend this conference, do you have to be a professional in this, or could you be someone who works for a company or has your own company and you're trying to get better suited to do the advertising and the PR and take on those big types of tasks for which you may not be educated?
Definitely. This conference is open to anybody who even has an interest in branding or marketing or public relations. You don't have to be in the industry. You can be a student. You can be a seasoned professional. We welcome everybody, and we hope that more people of all different groups come, so that way you can network and learn from each other.
Sure. So how did you end up being the On Brand Nebraska chair? Did you miss a meeting? They voted you in?
No, I was actually, so I've been a PRSA member, PRSA Nebraska member for 4 years since I've lived here, and I was looking for ways to get more involved. A good friend of mine suggested that I take on this opportunity last year for the first year. So I did, and I loved it, and I just wanted to keep going.
Oh, that's great. That's just great. Well, the conference is July 18th, held at the Embassy Suites and Hotel Conference Center in La Vista. It's a rather nice venue. Is there a website where people can go to find some information, to look mm-hmm. things up?
Yeah, it's onbrandcon.com.
Okay, onbrandcon,
all one word.
.com.
Yes.
Very good. Well, good luck with the conference. I truly hope you enjoy yourself there. And that's Lauren Fisher. She's the on-brand chairperson and the chairperson here for PRSA, Public Relations Society of America, here in Nebraska. I thank you very much for coming in and braving the weather out there.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Join us this morning, you bet. Morning Edition continues here on KIOS-FM, Omaha's public radio, your source for news, jazz, and Morning Edition.